Well, anyway, Mark, you got some people dumber than you this week?
Yeah, you know, I've been, like I said, I've been sick, so I haven't had much time to do some research on this. You know, I was playing around with the idea of maybe telling a personal story I'd done before I got into this. I got two official stories done, and I'm thinking maybe I'll do a personal one.
Okay.
And I don't think I've told this one before. You can stop me if I have.
All right.
This story took place about, I want to say, about roughly, I don't know, 8 years ago, 6 years ago. I was up in Seattle area. I was visiting my dad and visiting some other relatives in the area. I borrowed my dad's car, and it was one of these kind of explorer expedition things, really, really super long car, all interior stuff with multiple rows of seats kind of thing, and a back area, that sort of thing. And we had just finished seeing my cousins. It was late at night. We were headed back to the ferry to get back to my dad's place. And rain is pouring down. We start to get onto the on-ramp onto the freeway. And my daughter says that she wants to sleep and she's cold and she wants a blanket. And I know there's a blanket in the very back. So I say, okay, so before I get on the freeway, I pull over on the side of the on-ramp here. It's kind of a left turn to get on the freeway, kind of a tight turn. I pull off on the right side of the road on this on-ramp. I put the car in park and I crawl back to the back, the very, very back of this car. It's got to be like, I'm not kidding, this is a very long car. It's almost like 20 feet from the back to the front.
Wow.
And I'm looking through it and I get, I find a blanket for my daughter. And, as I'm getting the blanket, I see through the pouring rain. It was almost like a movie looking out the back windows. I see a big ass truck and a truck driver making the left turn onto where we are to get onto the freeway. And this is like, you know, two of the trailers. I forget what these things are called, but they're the big truck, two of the trailers. And the other thing that's very distinctive, well, two other things I remember, the driver's big wide eyes when he sees us and two, his frantic turning on the wheel to avoid us.
Oh, man.
And then I have one of those Twilight Zone moments. You know what they do in these movies where like the whole background seems to kind of swell past the main character? You've seen
this kind of trick.
I had one of those moments for a few seconds, and then I snapped out of it and realized I wasn't having a moment, that my car was actually moving backwards up the hill towards the truck as he was coming towards us trying to avoid us.
Oh, my God.
And that's when I realized we were not in park anymore.
Oh.
So I did one of these Matrix movie moments where I jumped from the back of this truck or the back of this expedition car to the front with my foot extended like a karate kick, jumping over my daughter, over the seats, not touching anything, and my foot hit right on the brake pedal to stop the car. I stopped the car and I look, because when I was looking out the window, I saw not only was I heading towards the truck, but I was also heading towards the curved side barrier guard as well.
Nice.
And this is my dad's borrowed car, and I'm thinking, oh, you know,
yeah.
Last thing I need to do is destroy his brand new Super X 20-foot expedition car.
Oh, my
God. So I'm like, I hit the brakes. The car, the truck goes by us with like maybe inches to spare on the side, like maybe 4 inches max, maybe 2 inches past the side view mirror, just zipping by like that. I put the car in truly park and hit the emergency brake. My daughter goes, are we in a crash? And I look on that side. I look on the other side. We're still a few inches away from the curb and nothing's been hit.
Oh my God.
I'm like, no, we're not. And I didn't tell my dad for like 4 years that story.
You know, I feel like I just watched an episode of Chips.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. But it was...
Or BJ and the Bear, one of those
BJ and the Bear,
dumb old shows.
And my car was talking to me too, you know, the whole time. I was going like, hey, Trick, or whatever your f***ing name is, you f***ing crime-fighting
beep,
car.
Beep, beep, beep. Get your ass in the front seat.
So anyway, that was my personal story of dumb that I did. I didn't tell my dad this story until like about 2 years ago, I think. I did not want to tell him how I nearly f***ed up everything, you know.
So, Mr. Miller, you park failing, backwards rolling, backseat sitting, blanket searching, truck crashing nutcase, you, sir, are dumber than me.
Yeah.
Catch an hour of Freaky Geek Speak every week at mondays.wap.com. Mondays, what Sunday threw up.